maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
We're back again with Rachel Chung, and we are going to talk about the importance of sunscreen for our face. So previously, you've taught us how to cleanse, to use a toner, and the important things that we should do to our face before we stepped out, which is to after we clean our face and end with cold, start with warm water and end with cold water.
Yes.
And then we use a toner.
Yes, many steps of skincare. Yep.
Lotion.
Yes, essence.
Essence or serum.
Yep,
eye cream. Day cream or night cream.
Yes.
And then after that, if we're going to go out for the day, we have to apply sunscreen.
Yes, exactly. Sunscreen or sunblock. This is the really, really important. That's why I want to put this sunscreen into beige skincare for daytime.
So you mentioned previously that sometimes we can buy moisturizers or day creams with sunblock incorporated in them.
Yeah.
You discourage us from doing that.
Yeah. But a lot of people, I understand their excuse is busy. No time. I just want to use one with the two effects. But technically, it's better to be separate. Day cream is the, what is the function of the day cream? Moisture and the last block. And then sun cream, what is sun cream doing? Sun cream is protect from sunlight. They are typically two different ones. But technically, if you're going to be combined the two in one, and then it can save our time, but at the same time, decrease the each part of the effect.
Okay.
So I just want to, it doesn't take a long time after putting some like a day cream and putting the sun cream. Less than 1 minute, right? So just please use two separate products.
Now, the sunscreen that we use to our face would be different, again, from the sunscreen we use for our body, correct?
I want to say the face is more sensitive than body cream. That's why when you compare the price of a facial product and body product, you can see the difference, right? The price is very different. Which product is more expensive?
The one for your face.
Exactly. The reason is that our face is more sensitive. That means it uses a better ingredient and the more portion of the good ingredient. Conclusion, facial product must be different from body.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking about different things that we should look for in the product?
Yeah, I just want to say is, especially in Melbourne, in Australia, so sunlight is so strong. So we have to think about that, how much you protect ingredient from sunlight, right? So whenever you check your sun cream, please check it. Like this is a contains that SPF, and PA. The difference is, in our sunlight, there are three difference. So UV ray A, UV ray B, and UV ray C. But UV ray C, we don't have to worry about that. Because UV ray C is already blocked from outside of the earth, so don't have to worry. So then we have to focus on UV ray A and B. And then what's the difference is, Marde, do you have any idea of a difference?
No. Yes. To me, they're both UV rays.
So UV ray B is simply shorter distance of the sunlight, UV ray. That means it's a short distance, but very strong.
Okay.
So that means is, so from normally from 12 to 3 o'clock, really, really, really strong. Just in case, especially summer, better not to go out if you don't put.
So UV ray B is when the sunlight or the sun ray is at its strongest.
Very strong. But then the other good meaning is, other good way is if you put the sun cream, cover the UV ray B, and then when you go inside, window already protect. So UVB can't go through the window.
Yes.
But what UVB attack our skin is, like from freckles, something like a spot.
Sunspots, yes.
So damage it and sunburn. This is the always damaged by UVB. So what ingredient of sun cream protect UVB? That's SPF. So sunlight protector factor. So this is SPF. So this is protected UVB.
So you have to go 30 or 50? Is that what they say?
So SPF 1, so per SPF 1, and they cover 10 to 15 minutes. So higher is better. So normally SPF 30, 40 is good. But for me, in Australia, we better to use SPF 50. This is the highest one, strongest one.
So we've done with UVB.
B. Yeah.
UV ray A.
So UV ray A is a long distance of the UV ray sunlight. So this damage is long, but comparatively like a weaker than UV ray B. That means all day, not specific time, all day. Even UV ray A, no matter you are indoors, still UV ray A can affect our skin.
So they say that if you go out of the house, you always have to have sunscreen or sunblock, because the sun, as long as there is sunshine, isn't it?
Yes. But even indoors, we should put on sun cream, because we don't have to worry about UV ray B. But as I've just mentioned, UV ray A gonna be still attack us through the window.
So if you sit beside a window at work, or if your house is full of windows,
exactly,
you always have to have it as long as there's sunshine.
Yeah. Because if you don't care about UV ray A and then don't put even small portion of the sun cream, stay indoors, what are going to happen for long-term? Aging. The wrinkle, aging. So all of the skin aging damaged by UV ray A.
So even if you're going to go out for a walk at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, as long as there's sunshine, sunscreen.
Exactly. Yeah. So what is the protect the UV ray A is? When you check sunscreen mention about PA, what some sunscreen doesn't mention, but better to choose the sunscreen mention PA. So PA means protect UV ray A. So the way is to protect your UV ray A.
So PA?
Yes. So SPF higher is better, right? So PA plus is more plus is better. So current product, highest one is PA plus plus plus. Three so. Plus. So this is the highest. So for my sunscreen is SPF 50 plus and the PA plus plus plus. So I'm using strongest one.
So SPF 50 for UV ray B,
exactly.
And
PA
plus 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 for UV ray
A. So why we talk about the makeup? So some makeup product contains the UV ray, the A and UV ray B protections, which is SPF and PA. Especially the Korean cosmetics, now current Korean cosmetic is kind of mandatory. But if you think about it, my makeup product already contains SPF and PA. That means I just skipped my sunscreen. No. Very, very wrong. Because the makeup is still has a strong one, but sunscreen is stronger. Just better to adding up. But that means is the you can't skip the sunscreen. Because the sunscreen and even makeup, if you the time pass, absorb into our skin.
Yes.
That's why even doctor and a lot of people say
you have to reapply.
Exactly. Technically, average is every 2 or 3 hours. So that's why better to sunscreen and makeup, and then we can just for later, depending. You can put the sunscreen on your top of the makeup, but sometimes it ruins our makeup. So using the makeup as an extra sunscreen protection.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
So don't forget,
yes,
sunscreen is important. SPF and
PA.
'Yung nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.